Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 9th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Thousands of Zimbabweans stage a peaceful march in Harare in remembrance of abducted political activist Itai Dzamara.
I say from now on, as we remember Itai's disappearance, all we are calling for is let's put a closure to Itai's case. Let's have the finality. Is he alive or is he dead?
Former Prime Minister and Movement for Democratic Change leader Morgan Tsvangirai joined the Dzamara family and thousands of politicians, civil society activists and ordinary Zimbabweans in commemorating a year after poor democracy activist Itai Dzamara of the Africa Unity Square was abducted by unknown assailants in Harare. Our reporter Ivan Chifera has more details.
The commemorations began late in the morning at Africa Unity Square in central Harare with family members, activists and politicians, mostly lawmakers from the Tsvangirai MDC formation, singing and dancing, calling for the state to find Dzamara. Shortly before the march began, Tsvangirai addressed the gathering and accused the ZANU-PF government of abducting citizens that had different opinions with the ruling elite. He said forced disappearances must stop immediately and government must account for all missing people like Itai Dzamara.
I say from now on, as we remember Itai's disappearance, all we are calling for is let's put a closure to Itai's case. Let's have the finality. Is he alive or is he dead? We just want to know the finality of it. And I'm sure for all of us, it is one thing that we will demand this government and they will hound this government forever and ever until they bring Itai to us, alive or dead.
He said it was disappointing that the government was now afraid of its citizens, hence its alleged abduction of those with a different opinion.
Itai Dzamara's disappearance represents the unacceptable face of this regime, the unacceptable face of a government that just embarks on abducting people just because they have a different view.
Former ZANU-PF lawmaker and youth advocates for reform and democracy director Themba Muliswa concurred with the Tsvangirai, adding that Zimbabweans must fight for their rights. Muliswa appealed to lawmakers to defend people's rights, noting that he only realized the importance of human rights when he was kicked out of the ruling party. Muliswa said his organization stood by the Dzamara family.
How many Zimbabweans believe in what we are doing for Dzamara? Mm. If you cannot be here today, are you then prepared to continue fighting?
Senate Human Rights Thematic Committee member Senator Meshack Marava said the Dzamara family should know that the nation was behind them.
They should just watch the job being done for them, and it's happening right now here in Zimbabwe.
Political activist Tendai Linet Mudewe said the commemorations were successful and such activities must be held regularly until Dzamara has been found.
We would want to urge our partners of Occupy Africa Unity Square, the organization, and the Dzamara Trust to keep on having this activity to put pressure on the government.
Family representative Patson Dzamara, who led the march together with Tsvangirai throughout the city to Retton Row and back to Africa Unity Square, said the family will not tire until his brother is brought back home. Tsvangirai joined the procession up to Angwa Street before breaking off to pursue other business at his offices. Itai Dzamara Trust Board Chairperson Bishop Anselmo Magaya called on the government to stop the suspected abduction of citizens and ensure that they are safe as required by the Constitution. Dzamara, a former journalist and pro-democracy activist, was abducted by suspected state security agents, and up to now, there's been no trace of him. The High Court ordered the state to look for the missing activist and submit regular reports to relevant authorities. As the commemorations were taking place, ZANU-PF lawmakers were caucusing at the party headquarters. ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo could not be reached for comment. Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa recently told the National Assembly that his party and government were concerned about Dzamara's disappearance, but the family says they hold them responsible for his abduction. Meanwhile, in a statement to mark 1 year of Dzamara's Zamara's disappearance, the United States Embassy in Harare said it remains deeply concerned about Zamara's whereabouts and well-being, noting that Zimbabwe should fully investigate cases of politically motivated violence and abductions to ensure that perpetrators are prosecuted and victims receive justice. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Meanwhile, in Parliament today, opposition lawmakers gave Acting President Emmerson Mnangagwa a torrid time demanding to know what the government was doing to find the abducted political activist. Mnangagwa said the government will leave no stone unturned in its attempt to find Zamara. He urged anyone with information on his whereabouts to give it to the state. As victims of enforced disappearances and human rights defenders marked a year since the alleged abduction of human rights activist Itai Zamara, some victims blamed the state for abductions and said without holding past abductors accountable for their actions, disappearances of innocent Zimbabweans will continue. Our correspondent Patricia Mudadigwa has more.
Speaking to Studio 7 at the launch of a Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights publication titled Enforced Disappearances, an Information Guide for Human Rights Defenders and CSOs, Konsilia Chinandravana, who was abducted during the 2008 elections in Mashonaland West Province after contesting as an MDC candidate, said failure by government to punish those who abduct innocent Zimbabweans shows that the state is complicit in the abductions.
This issue of forced disappearance, I think it has been an ongoing problem in Zimbabwe. Why? Because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow constitutionalism. If it was that, then people would be maybe afraid to carry it on because they would say, one day I'll be prosecuted in my own right, one day I'll have to answer for this.
Justina Mkoko, another victim, who says she never thought she would live to tell the story after being held incommunicado for 3 weeks concurred.
And when we look at our constitution, the new constitution now, and the constitution that applied then, it was the role of the state to protect its citizens. Where is the state now when we have this long list of people who are disappeared? I don't see their commitment in terms of ensuring that those people are brought to safety. And as a result, I don't think I can be blamed if I see them being complicit in all this. And if I take it from the way that they treated my case when the police were approached, they said they had no idea who had taken me. They professed ignorance of where I was, and they said that I was not in their custody. Rightfully so, I was not in their custody. It was later confirmed that I was in the custody of state security agents.
Mokoko was bundled into a vehicle at her home in Norton by state security agents. She was allegedly tortured while in detention. Some MDCT activists like Tondela India and Beta Chokururama were allegedly abducted and killed in 2008 by suspected state agents, and up to now, no one has been arrested in connection with abductions and subsequent killings. Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights Senior Programs Manager Zimbabwe Chibwa told Studio 7 that from the cases of abductions that they have handled, the state, which is supposed to protect citizens, is suspected to be committing violations against its own people.
From the pattern that is there, it's quite clear for us. I mean, we worked on cases that include the cases of Justina Mkoko, the Cornelia Chinanjawanzas, and many other cases. And it is quite clear, and if you look at some of the judgments that have come out, the end clearly is that of the state.
Chibwa said the publication seeks to minimize the risk of enforced disappearances and that even the state would use it to protect its own citizenry.
What this book does is it articulates the international, regional and domestic guidelines on human rights protections against enforced disappearances. It also speaks to what should be done where cases of enforced disappearances have been done. So we hope that this publication will be used by government agencies, human rights lawyers and activists, and the ordinary citizens.
Zamara is among some local people who are still missing. Others are civil society workers, Paul Chizuze and Patrick Nabanyama, who was an election agent of former Education Minister David Coulthard. Senior officials in the Ministry of Information were not reachable for comment. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.